Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Coming up in 40 minutes, Mary Kay Cabot will talk Browns with her. But today, supposed to be opening day. Also, remember tomorrow we will be doing two-second trivia. It may be the biggest train wreck yet, Anthony. But,
oh, I think it will be a total disaster, and I'm here for it.
I'm looking forward to this. 216-578-0092. We'll get to the calls coming up here in a little bit. But today is supposed to be opening day, and today is supposed to be a great day, and it's supposed to be 61 or 62 degrees along the lakefront. So it's sad that we can't open up our season and have opening day in Major League Baseball and to talk about everything Cleveland baseball and the history of Cleveland baseball and just about life in general. We welcome in the great one, Les Levine, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Les, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Your favorite opening day ever? Go ahead.
Most people would say Jacobs Field opening. I go a little further back, well, a lot further back than that. But when Rocky Colavito got traded to Detroit, and 2 days later it was opening day in Cleveland, and game went into extra innings, and The Rock, I think, struck out four times and hit into a double play, but the Tigers won. And that goes right there with Frank Robinson in 75 and, of course, the opening of Jacobs Field with Randy Johnson.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That was your favorite? That was your favorite opening day?
Most memorable.
Most memorable. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Lima.
All right. Yeah, Les, favorite would be the opening day of Jacobs Field.
Okay. All right. Go ahead there, Anthony.
Well, except for the guy that threw out the first pitch that day. He shoved politics down everyone's throat. Oh, that's right. He was the president. But,
he didn't wear Chief Wahoo, though.
I know. That was very controversial at times. I know, Les, we've had some weird and wacky, very long opening days because of the weather. And it goes to figure that today would have been great, would have been unbelievable to go there at Carnegie in Ontario and enjoy the baseball game.
Yeah, it's almost part of the plot.
So let me ask you this, Les. If you were an Indians fan and, you want these guys to play as quickly as humanly possible, but at the same time, there is a lot of uncertainty around not just Cleveland, but everywhere from coast to coast about going back to games. What do you think it'll be like when they actually have an opening day?
Well, I think part of it is how many games are you going to lose to the schedule? And, if you're talking about a 100-game season, you're talking about an 80-game season. Doug LeMaurice of Cleveland.com brought up a good point on my show the other night. And I asked him, what's a legitimate number to be a real season? And his answer was, well, it isn't a real season, but there might be a point even in August when there could be 40 games left or 45 games left. For the morale of the country, if you could do it, you may want to just do it. Give people something to watch on TV to get themselves out of this horrible situation. And I scoffed at it originally because I thought, no, you want a legitimate season. But he's talking about the entertainment value, and maybe however many games you can get in is the real number.
Let me throw this one by you then. If the Indians were to win a World Series this year in a truncated season of not 162 games, is there an asterisk next to it to you?
Well, there isn't one in 95 or 94, rather. In 95 when it won 144 games. Now, 18 games is a little easier to handle than maybe losing 60 of them, but I think, on the other hand, the answer is if they're not taking away the record and the trophy from the Houston Astros, why would you give it to somebody in a 60-70 game season? But I think this is a different circumstance.
Les Levine joined us on the hotline. What do you think of some of the discussion of, hey, if we need to cram this season in, let's get a bunch of doubleheaders, let's do two of those a week, and then there was another proposal to making those doubleheaders seven games each, you could spare the pitching.
Well, you're going to have a pitching problem anyway, just by, even if you cut it down, it's the amount of time between games that I think would cause the problem with the pitching. So, first of all, nobody is deep enough to cover, eight starters, I don't think.
Lyman, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Les Levine, join us on the hotline. Okay, so they're also talking about with neutral site games in the playoffs because of the league stretching their games far, into the postseason or talking far into the calendar. Would you be okay with that, or does that make things a little too weird?
No, I don't know. Maybe somebody has to explain that better to me. I'm not sure why that would help. And I also think that if you, for example, Cleveland Indians fans, why would you give up a game at playoff games at the Progressive Field and to play them in Oklahoma? I don't understand. And make Oklahomians pay full price for tickets to the game with no rooting interest. I don't see the reason for having that.
I don't understand that either, because I mean it still gets cool in Oklahoma during those months too. So I don't.
They talking about at dome stadiums?
At like the end of the year and playing them in warmer climates or dome stadiums to make things easier. I don't know. Like, can we just accept that maybe this is going to be a shorter year, less?
Yeah. And baseball is different. It's not the fans in the stands are what it's all about. I think in some of the other games, you can have a neutral site for the Super Bowl, and that's not a problem at all. But I think a neutral site in baseball, unless you give me a better reason for it, I don't see why it would make any sense.
Your thought, though, Les Levine joining us on the show, give us your thought on Francisco Lindor and the possibility where if we reach the nuclear option and they don't have a season this year, that he still gets that year, and in fact, Indians fans lose a year of Francisco Lindor on the field for them.
All right, so you have a choice here of Francisco Lindor following the rules, and as much as we don't like it, and they only had him till the end of next year anyway, so why would that change, the fact that they didn't get a sixth year on his contract?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, that's how it is.
That'll be held. I don't know how they do that. How about Mookie Betts? If they don't play this year, does he start off as a Red Sox next year or
I'm not sure. I think that he could pass. I'm not sure. I think that he on his contract, he gets another year. Like he has accrued another year of service without actually playing. So he's close. Those guys are closer to free agency.
That's probably what will happen. And if the season is done, the commissioner makes that announcement and it's done, then I guess you got one more year of Paul Dolan will have one more year to enjoy and watch Francisco Lindor.
Well, we're talking to Les Levine right now on the hotline. Strategically, because nobody could have seen this coming, 4 months ago when we were starting to, figure out team building and things like that. Do you think the Dolans, who some would argue they are already punting on the season, if this is some weird season and they're not getting any revenue to come in because fans are staying away or they're playing in front of empty stadiums, should they punt on the season? Should they try to do everything they can? Should they slash
the
payroll even more?
MLB or the Indians themselves?
The Indians.
I don't know how that saves you. First of all, my guess is, and just from historical stuff, my guess is that there's enough insurance to cover them in a certain amount of ways. To even bring this up, I hate to even do that, but there are doomsday scenarios throughout sports over the years, whether it's a plane crash, whether it's you name it, they probably have some. There must be something in the agreements that covers what's happening right now.
All right, Les. We got into a discussion because Case Keenum got a chance to talk to the reporters yesterday, and they had some fun talking about him and his role. So he was asked some questions. He said, no, I know what my role is. I'm coming in here to support Baker, and if I'm needed, I'll be able to play. With that said, we were kind of copying a question they did on Bull and Fox. If you had to wager your hard-earned money, Les, and I know you've had lucrative ventures from coast to coast. Mostly West Coast lucrative ventures. If the over-under was 3 on how many games Case Keenum will play this year for the Cleveland Browns. We'll start for the Cleveland Browns. I should say start. Would you take the over or the under?
No, I take the under. This is going to be a big year for Baker Mayfield. Now, there may be an injury that may hold him back a game or two, but I think Baker Mayfield is going to have a good year.
What do you think of that, Lima?
Well, I think reasonable minds can disagree. That has happened before. Well, the reason, here's why I took the over. It didn't just have to do with just how bad Baker was last year, but let's be honest, if Baker plays anything like he did last year, if they were 2-6 to start the year, he's getting benched. I think there's no doubt about it, he would get benched. The other part of that is, it's just really hard for quarterbacks to stay healthy in this league. And while Baker was able to play every game, he did get banged up in a few of those games. And those hits continue to mount over time. We have no idea how good the offensive line is going to be, even though they're addressing it. And who would have taken the under on whether Big Ben would be able to play, you know, all those games, or Drew Brees? We saw so many quarterbacks go down last year.
You know, you talk about the year that Mayfield had last year. I rarely hear it argued that he took a continual beating which ended at the end of the year, which certainly led into some of the things that happened. I don't hear that argument very much in his defense.
I try to make that argument in his defense, but people say I'm naive, Les.
Well, that may very well be, but not in this case.
No, what do you mean? He's been durable. I'm not saying he hasn't been durable. He's been gutsy. We've seen him hobble off with an ankle and then come back on the field. I don't think you could argue that he's some wimp or anything like that. He even said mama didn't raise, did he say a wimp? Yeah. What was the actual term?
Well, whether he's a wimp or not, you're talking about taking poundings that eventually, especially in a quarterback situation, eventually it's going to come back to haunt you.
And I'm just talking about his size and that position. You know, they've never protected that position more than they have now, and yet guys dropped like flies. 4 weeks into the year last year, we were down about 6 starting quarterbacks because of injury.
Unbelievable. I just think he's going to have a good year for whatever reason, whether they hold his hand through the whole transition of over to Stefanski, or if, you know, you look at the offense, it just seems to me if the, I'm assuming the offensive line is going to even be better than it is today. So if you throw that in, you throw in the multifaceted offenses or weapons that they have, assuming that, you know, Landry and OBJ, if they come back from the surgeries they had or whatever the medical problems were, and then you have two tight ends who I think are going to contribute. I think you have, if the defense can play pretty well, I think this offense is going to score a lot of points and do it in a very interesting fashion.
All right, Les, who's your favorite Indians baseball player ever?
Wow. Omar Vizquel.
Casey Blake?
No, second. Oh. No, not true. Omar Vizquel is true.
Who is?
And my favorite tandem was watching Robbie Alomar and Omar.
Who's your least favorite?
Least favorite player?
Yeah,
Casey Blake.
Least favorite Cleveland Indian ever.
Well, I didn't hate the guy. The guy made 49. Casey Blake made $49 million in his career. Is that fair?
Let's keep politics off the show, Les.
I'm not sure that's politics.
Les, thank you so much for the time, buddy. All the best.
My pleasure. You guys are doing a great job. It's tough circumstances for everybody, and you guys are providing a service, believe it or not.
Thank you very much, Les. You know it means a lot to Anthony and I to hear that coming from you.
He didn't say whether the service was any good. He just said we're providing a service.
No, sometimes you got to give a tip in a restaurant if the service isn't good, but you got to do what you got to do.
Les, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Stay well.
You too. The great Les Levine joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When we come back, well, Case Keenum loves Kevin Stefanski, and later on before Mary Kay, there's another former quarterback who thinks Baker Mayfield's going to have a real big year. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.